We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
To the politics and all those woke storylines in so many shows today. You know, I was watching an episode of You where measles came up.
Wait. When did I mention measles?
I don't know. It was on You.
What was on me? What are you talking about? Right? Is Raymond even hearing what I'm saying? I never had the measles.
What's on you?
We never did a measles and vaccine episode. Is this a joke?
I know.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It was on you. It was on you.
I've never had measles. What are you talking about? This is stupid.
It was an episode of a show, Laura.
What's it called?
You.
What is
you.
He talking about?
It's called You.
I've never done a show on measles. I just completely give up. We got to get
it's
out of
it. It's a show
I give up.
Called You on Netflix.
There's a show called Loring on Netflix. What are you
never
talking
mind.
About?
I'm moving on to Adele. I can't explain this to
What's
you.
What's he talking the pops-
Ed, I've got news for you. No brain.
Welcome to 200 milliseconds.
Oh, well.
What?
Well, it could be this. Well, it could be that. Well, it could be this. Well, it could be that.
What?
It's either this or that.
No brain.
It's either this or that.
No brain.
It's either this or that.
It works.
It's either this or that.
What?
They just don't see it.
Ed, I've got news for you.
If you experienced everything when you were crossing a street, you would never get across the street. The world is trillions of times more complicated.
You don't actually see what gets edited out.
We have to cut it down to a manageable entity.
A filter bubble.
1 trillionth of the information that hits your eye actually gets transmitted to the brain.
We don't all see the same Google result.
It's less than a trillionth of reality that we exist in. Less than a trillionth of reality
that you live in online.
When you perceive something,
when your brain is doing this,
you have a tenth of a second before it becomes conscious.
When your brain is doing that,
and it will change in that tenth of a second to fit what you already know. It's not denying it. It's like it's not even a fact.
What?
The rich see already a different internet than the poor.
It's our users who control what they see.
The facts will be ignored or attacked. Just don't see it.
We have to do it. It's an illusion.
It's either this or that.
But it's an illusion that we've all constructed so that we can live.
You know, you sort of step 2 steps to the side to get a better view of something. to get a different angle. And the world turns to meet your gaze.
The infamous insurrectionist known as the QAnon Shaman is probably not going to be storming anything anytime soon.
Prosecutors argue that Jacob Chansley should be imprisoned for more than 4 years because of the grave danger to democracy posed by the violent breach of the Capitol. The severity of his actions and respect for the laws of this country, the memo says, must be impressed upon Chansley and serve as a deterrent to others. Chansley's lawyer topped their sentencing memo with a quotation from the movie Forrest Gump. My mama always said, you've got to put the past behind you before you can move on.
Yeah. I think the more appropriate quote from that movie would be stupid as a stupid does, but I guess he'll have the chance to put that behind him because prosecutors are recommending 51 months behind bars, after which he will be remanded into the custody of Dancing with the Stars. Weird to think the QAnon Shaman could get 4 years in prison when the guy who encouraged him to do it could get 4 more years in the White House, but the incarcerations are adding up. A former MMA fighter who punched a Capitol police officer, just got hit with a 41-month sentence. And look this guy up. His nickname's Wild Man. Scott Fairlamb is his name. He's only had one loss in his career. Unfortunately, he also only had one match in his career. He's one of the QAnuts who believed Donald Trump was going to get sworn in again on March 4th and everybody else would be arrested.
Sedition!
Sedition! Sedition!
Huh? Look it up.
A Capitol riot suspect on the FBI's most wanted list has turned up now in Belarus. The fugitive's name is Evan Newman. He's from California. Here he is during an interview with state media in Belarus. Newman claims he's innocent and a victim of political persecution.
Oh, great idea, Evan. You're worried about political persecution, so you go to Belarus, a country run by a man who calls himself the last and only dictator in Europe. You can read all about their free-flowing exchange of ideas in any of Belarus's publications like Redacted Magazine and All Praise Our Glorious Leader Who Isn't Bald Quarterly. Now, other participants in the insurrection have been facing consequences. The QAnon Shaman, a name I still cannot believe I have to say out loud, is awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty. And then there is Jenna Ryan, a Texas real estate agent who entered the Capitol and later got attention for tweeting, definitely not going to jail. Sorry, I have blonde hair, white skin, a great job, a great future, and I'm not going to jail. Which is, on one hand, a dangerously brazen tweet, but on the other, a pretty great Real Housewives catchphrase. I have blonde hair, white skin, and I'm not going to jail. But to be fair, Jenna Ryan was right. She's not going to jail because she's actually going to prison. Earlier this month, she was sentenced to 60 days behind bars, and this week sat down with local news to make it absolutely clear she's learned nothing from this.
Ryan flew with friends on a private plane to the Stop the Steal rally in D.C. before going back to her hotel. But while watching news coverage, she decided to go back and posted a video saying she was going to storm the Capitol.
So I was just like, we're storming the Capitol. And I meant we're storming with our words and our... We're going down there to tell them, you know, and, you know, it's free speech.
You know what? We are armed and dangerous. This is the beginning.
What are you talking about, you Marjorie Taylor Wannagreen? Storming with words? That's not a thing. That's never been a thing. If you look up thing in the dictionary, I'm pretty sure it says not storming with words. Ryan is not alone in not learning important lessons from January 6th. Take Representative Paul Gosar, who bragged that he helped organize the very first Stop the Steal rally in Arizona and tweeted various versions of Stop the Steal at least 25 times in the run-up to the insurrection. Gosar is still very much in Congress and just this week was criticized for pulling this.
A U.S. congressman is under fire today for posting a video which simulates him killing one of his colleagues. Republican Paul Gosar from Arizona shared the clip on social media, which is altered from a popular anime series. In it, a cartoon figure with his face attacks a figure with the face of Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It also appears to go after President Biden with swords.
Instead of simply apologizing, Gosar doubled down, tweeting this meme in response, saying, it's a cartoon, relax. And look, it is, kind of. Because on one hand, it'd be disingenuous of me to pretend that Gosar tweeting a poorly edited anime video meant that he was going to physically attack AOC. I don't think he's going to do that, not least because if he did, he would lose. But also, just because something isn't a literal threat doesn't mean it can't still inspire real-world harm. Because if we've learned anything from January 6th, and it seems that we have not learned nearly enough, is that it's very easy for a joke to become reality and that a troubling number of people don't seem to understand the difference between storming the Capitol metaphorically and physically.
We had an election that was stolen.
Early this week, we heard from Congresswoman Lauren Boebert of Colorado. This is a woman who wears glasses to make it seem like she can read. She is apparently not a fan of me or our show, because over the weekend she tweeted a clip from our monologue with the message, "Good morning, Jimmy Kimmel is a sexist pig. Have a great day." Which is rude. It's very rude. All I did was say her videos reminded me of stepmother porn, and which was obvious, I thought, was obviously a joke. I mean, her videos are so much dumber than stepmother porn, but some of these videos she makes are so unbelievably over the top. It's hard to believe this person exists. They seem like sketches from Saturday Night Live, so much so that we went out on the street and we showed some people passing by clips of her actual videos. These are her videos. We told them they were from Saturday Night Live last weekend and asked if they thought SNL had been too mean. And wouldn't you know it, we found all sorts of people who thought her real videos were written comedy bits.
We need a full investigation into just how many puppies were eaten alive on Fauci's watch.
I think it was a good skit. The look, the hair, the voice was perfect.
Yeah, almost real.
Almost real, exactly.
I want old Uncle Joe to have as much time at the beach as possible. In fact, my impeachment articles would totally free up his schedule.
Yeah, I mean, it's over the top, but that's what SNL's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a little, you know, to make the point.
I like the actress. She's really pretty. She actually looks familiar. I was trying to figure out who she was.
How do you think Lauren Boebert would feel seeing that sketch?
I think she would feel like it was too far and be offended by it.
If you're a public figure, you kind of have to expect that type of stuff. But it wasn't tasteful.
I delivered one of my children in the front seat of my truck because as a mom of four, we got things to do. Ain't nobody got time for 2.5 months of maternity leave.
Are you embarrassed to see Hollywood portray a congresswoman this way?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm very disappointed to see that. That's how they betray women. Oh, yes.
That was obviously scripted by whatever directors did all that. But I feel like the real Lauren would actually be like a little upset about that.
She has family, she has kids, she has other people who would have to see that, and it's embarrassing for her, it's embarrassing for the country to see. They did go too far. They did go too far with this.
Now, what if I told you that this is really Lauren Boebert?
Ah! It is?
It's true.
Seriously?
It wasn't comedy at all, right? Like, she didn't mean it as a comedy. Oh, wow.
So she really said that?
She really said that.
Okay, that's interesting. That almost seemed like a comedy skit, but not that funny.
It was a fraudulent election.
Who would attempt to rally up a mob and try to stage a coup to steal a fair election?
Donald Trump is also free for the time being. Where is that case in New York already? Wasn't he supposed to be, like, in jail, like, 8 months ago? Get to work on that. It would seem there's nothing that this man can ever say or do that will convince those who adore him that he's unworthy of that adoration. So there's a new book about Trump. Jonathan Carl of ABC News wrote the 900th book about Donald Trump. It's called Betrayal. And once again, for the 900th time in a row, Trump granted a one-on-one interview for the book, even though he has repeatedly called John Carl a third-rate reporter. But if there's one thing he can't resist, it's talking about himself. So he does all these interviews. Carl asked him about the attack on the Capitol and what his thoughts were as an angry mob hunted for and threatened to kill his vice president.
Were you worried about him during that siege? Were you worried about his safety?
No, I thought he was well protected, and I had heard that he was in good shape.
No, you heard those chants. That was terrible. I mean, it was, you know, the...
He could have... Well, the people were very angry.
We're saying hang my...
Because it's common sense. How can you... If you know a vote is fraudulent, right? Yeah. How can you pass on a fraudulent vote to Congress?
I mean, it checked pretty much every Trump box. I wasn't worried about another person's safety. They kind of deserved it. Also, did I mention that I won the election?
Right, it's a betrayal of everything I've been lying about for 2 months. You can't... But enough about Mike Pence being hung. What about me being hung? You want to take a look? It's huge, John, but...
The loser. The loser.
It was a landslide election.
Hey, you guys remember January 6th? There may finally be some accountability for attempting to destroy democracy. Just a little. A little bit would be nice. Just a soupçon. Because on Friday, a federal grand jury indicted Steve Bannon on contempt charges. It's real.
Wow.
Steve Bannon might finally face justice, and if he goes to prison, take a shower. Bannon surrendered to the FBI in Washington, and during the perp walk, he said this.
I just want to say, tell everybody, live stream on Getter right now. Everybody watching in the war room, we're here today. I don't want anybody to take their eye off the ball of what we do every day. Okay, you got Raheem Kassam today. You got Dr. Peter Navarro, Captain Bannon.
He did a promo for his podcast on his way to jail. Reminds me of when the press pool surrounded Lee Harvey Oswald.
I'd just like to say I am a patsy. And the host of Big Lee Harvey's Morning Zoo Crew with Castro and the Gooch.
You never hear about that. Nobody talks about that part. Hmm. Now, this is a very complicated legal case. Okay, let me see if I can break it down for you. Okay, Congress subpoenaed Bannon to testify. He said no, and that's illegal. Okay, it's less complicated than I thought. Bannon refused to testify because the former president directed him, quote, not to produce documents or give testimony that might reveal information. And now Bannon's facing up to 2 years in prison out of loyalty to this guy, which is surprising considering the former president once tweeted, Sloppy Steve Bannon cried when he got fired and begged for his job. Now Sloppy Steve has been dumped like a dog by almost everyone. Too bad. So let me get this straight. That's the guy you're going to jail for. Steve, it's time to meet me at the He's Just Not That Into You camp. Steve, did you hear what he said about you the second it was convenient? Respect yourself and move on. I mean, look at you. No, don't do that. Look. Don't do that. I know you miss him, but there are plenty of other dictators in the sea. Plus, you're never going to get back the scarf that you left at his sister's house. The point is, there's no need to go to jail for the former president.
Stop the steal.
Wait, I'm sorry. You call yourself Captain Bannon now? It's like an ironic nickname they give the guy who rinses out the chum buckets down at the marina.
Hurry up with those buckets, Bannon. We got barnacles to scrape. Oh, excuse me, Captain Bannon.
Also, it really undercuts your attempt at defiance and bravado when there's a guy right behind you holding up a sign that says, coup plotter. Gotta be a bummer for a guy like Bannon who thinks he's an evil mastermind to get upstaged by a sign that clearly took 5 minutes to make. Bannon definitely likes to think of himself as a Logan Roy type, but he's more like a coked-up flunky who'd get hired to help Cousin Greg shred some documents and accidentally screw it up.
I'm pretty sure that Tom told us not to peruse any of the confidential materials, or in his words, I'd have to eat 1,000
This is just one step in the process of holding Trump and his cronies accountable for their assault on democracy, and it's absolutely necessary because Bannon's not alone. Virtually the entire institutional Republican Party has made it clear they remain fully devoted to Donald Trump and his ongoing attempt to unravel our constitutional order. And I'm not just talking about the obvious crazies, the Matt Gaetzes, Marjorie Taylor Greens, Paul Gosars, and Louis Gohmerts of the world, or as Gates called them last week,
the killer G's. We've heard of the killer B's, but now it's Green, Gosar, Gates, Good, Gohmert.
The killer G's is a good name for that group, as every time you remember their elected officials, your reaction is, kill me or Jesus. Also, you'd think if you had, within the last 12 months, helped foment a violent insurrection where rioters actually chanted they wanted to kill the vice president, you wouldn't go by the killer G's. It's just a little too on the nose. The killer G's is one of the dumbest names I've ever heard. Did you steal it from a Senior Citizens Bowling Team. That's a cute name, Grandpa. Where'd you come up with it? Well, the G stands for Grandpa, and the killer, well, let's just say I did some things in my youth that I'm not too proud of. Times were tough back then, and we had to survive. I got involved in things I don't understand. Gambling, crime, drugs, fucking cocaine, methamphetamine, heroin. Once you ride the black dragon, there's no telling what you'll do. I choked a man for a pint of gin. He was a drifter. Saw the life drain out of his eyes. His body went limp in my hands. Buried the body in the pine barrens. I left so many clues. Technically, it's a pan grab.
We won the election, and it's not fair to take it away from us.
How could anyone defend the calls he's made? It strikes on free democracy.
Congress subpoenaed Bannon to hear about the lead up to the January 6th and the behavior of the former president, Dinghis Khan. And we're learning more about it every day, thanks to Jonathan Carl's book, Betrayal. Carl just released audio of a conversation for the book in which the former president confirms that he called Mike Pence the P word.
There was a report, and excuse my language, not mine, it was in the report, that you talked to him that morning and you said you could be a patriot or you can be a Did you really say that, or is that a incorrect?
I wouldn't dispute it.
Really?
I wouldn't dispute it.
Well, we all know the word for someone who does exactly what their bully tells them to do, patriot.
I wonder if he tried to grab Mike Pence by the patriot, you know? It's Mike Pence now claims he has no problems at all with his former boss, so I guess Trump was right. But there's another McNugget from the book that says Trump was almost banned from Biden's inauguration. Mitch McConnell was working on a letter from the four congressional leaders that were all going to sign it, disinviting Donald from the ceremony because they didn't want him to pull a Kanye or something during Biden's speech. Carl says Trump got wind of the plan and tweeted that he wasn't going before they could tell him he couldn't. But today, the commander in Cheeto released a statement challenging that story. He wrote, "From election day, November 3rd, the day I realized the presidential election was rigged, I would never have agreed to go to Joe Biden's inauguration. The decision was mine and mine alone. The old broken-down crow Mitch McConnell had nothing to do with it." Still got it. He also lambasted his former director of strategic communications, who says Trump knew he lost. She says he specifically admitted that to her. She also said she thinks Mike Pence will run for president against Donald Trump in 2024, which that would be really good. I would like that. For Trump, it would be like waking up and finding your dog sitting at the breakfast table reading the paper. It would be...
This was a fraudulent election.
Citizen!
I need 11,000 votes. Give me a break.
Can your party tolerate a leader who defends murderous chants against his own vice president?
Well, let me just say, the Republican Party is incredibly united right now.
So you have no problem with the president saying, hang Mike Pence is common sense?
I was with Mike Pence in the Senate chamber during January 6th, and what happened was they quickly got Vice President Pence out of there. I didn't hear any of those chants.
Well, we just played the chance. I'm asking if you can tolerate the president saying, hang Mike Pence's common sense.
It's not common sense. There are issues of every election.
But you're not going to criticize President Trump for those views.
I don't agree with President Trump on everything.
Look, George, the Republican Party is a big tent. We don't agree on everything. Some of us are pro-war. Some of us are anti-war. Some of us are pro-vaccine. Some of us are anti-vaccine. Some of us want to hang Mike Pence. Some of us don't hear when those people chant, hang Mike Pence. It's called inclusivity. But that's the reality. As much as we like to write it off as a fringe movement, it's not. It's the heart of the modern GOP. Virtually the entire institutional Republican Party, from the so-called killer G's to the John Barrassos of the world, have apparently decided that their ticket back to power is an alliance with Trump and a guy who looks like he was stung by a swarm of
killer bees.
Delusion.
Sedition.
Election.
Delusion.
Invasion. Sedition. I up, Sean. I up bad, and I put my friend's life at risk. Dear Mike, sweet Mike, I hope he can forgive me. And if he doesn't, I wouldn't blame him for a second. The worst part, Sean, I knew I lost that election. I couldn't admit it. I don't know why. I think it's dad stuff, Sean. And if I'm being honest with myself, until I deal with the dad stuff, I'm not going to be the best version of myself.
thanks this week for the songs from Husker Du, Negativland, and Randy Rainbow. And thanks for the clips and excerpts from Laura Ingraham, Jimmy Kimmel, Shepard Smith, John Oliver, Jenna Ryan, Gail King, Jimmy Kimmel, Jonathan Carl, Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, Steve Bannon, Matt Gaetz, Donald Trump, George Stephanopoulos, and John Barrasso.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.